Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
No more bulk collection. I'm not talking about your recyclables. I'm talking about your metadata. I'm talking about tapping into your email and your phone lines. Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this fabulous nation. And we're talking about the fact that civil liberty was on trial, in a sense, with the Patriot Act. But now people in the spook business, meaning the NSA, CIA on down, are saying, whoa, man, this is bad. Don't look at me. If we can't protect you, we tried to tell you that this Patriot Act had to be in place because it was too dangerous and left us too exposed otherwise. What do you think? Good thing that it expired tick, tick, tick on Sunday, although they're talking about this freedom deal, which perhaps they could still push a version of it through. But you wouldn't have bulk collection. Everything was dismantled because it had to be legally if nothing was extended. And that's what happened. Nothing was extended. So no more Patriot Act. The floodwaters are receding in Texas and Oklahoma. And now the nasty weather is heading to other parts of the country. In Atlanta, they were soaked. Some flood waters there as rivers overflowed, just like they saw in Texas, but nothing on the scale of what happened in Texas. Over 35 trillion gallons of rain fell, sadly taking the lives of over 22 people who had been on vacation on Memorial Day in a beautiful part of the state, unaware of what was happening in a river near them, a house washed away, all kinds of very, very sad stories. The other part of that is there were so many that jumped into precarious situations, first responders, and even people who don't do it for a living, that rescued other people who were drowning, who were in cars that flipped over and would never have made it if not for somebody else risking it. And you saw that repeated over and over and over again. So being dry is awful in one part of the country, in California, where the earth is cracking in half. And people are getting their water cut by 25% and getting fined if they go over the water use that they're supposed to stick to. In Texas, there was just way too much of it. It's also in Oklahoma, but really Texas got the worst of that part of those storms that were concurrent over and over and over again for almost 6 weeks. So far, the meteorologists are saying nothing but sunshine. So Patriot Act is done. How do you feel about that? I think some other version of the Freedom Act will kick in. I think there'll be votes there, but it's not happening right now. And things are gone. Things are being unplugged because that would put the NSA in an even worse situation if they were still doing it. Now, if there's somebody they're already tapped into and it's already established as a potential terrorist, I think a lot of that can stand. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Kate, if you want to throw in your two cents, or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Let's go out to Grim. He leaves us off. Hi, Grim. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Kate. This leading off thing's going to kind of slow down because it's my busy season.
Uh-oh.
With construction. But, I really called because I still want to give my heart out to the flood victims and let them know you're going to make it. Because I went through it, and my family went through it, and you will make it. It's just a test. That's the way my dad told me. It's just God tests every one of us. And this is just a test. And if I was going to even throw something else in. You had the commencement speeches. I'd end it with this, too, because this goes just as well to the victims out there. You know, it's real easy to do the wrong thing, but it takes a little bit of work and a lot of effort to do the right thing.
Mm, that's true. That's a good one. I like it.
Well, my dad always told me that, and I like it. You know, it always stuck with me.
Yeah, smart man. He had lots of pearls of wisdom for you.
Well, you know, he was raised in common sense era during the Depression up in the Tennessee hills, so. Not saying, you know, there was some dysfunction, you know. I mean, everybody has their problems. We're not perfect.
Right, that's true.
But I am kind of glad what Ed Snowden did, and I'm kind of glad that the Patriot Act ain't been passed because, hey, they can get off their butts there in the CIA and the FBI and go back to the way we used to do it. It was more effective then. I still find it hard to believe they didn't know about ISIS within 300 miles across the border.
Ah, no kidding.
They knew. But, you know, what Snowden really showed was the senators and the politicians and the president were more interested with social tracking of people and what they thought of them than they were actually tracking everything else.
And what a waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah, whereas, hey, why not take some of these criminals out of prison that are perfect identity thieves, enlist them, and train them the right way and say you're doing something good for your country, you know, and tag them with a good agent and get out there and give them the necessary information to where we can find these people.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a fruit for thought.
Yeah, that's happened before, where there have been some criminals that have made a living once they were arrested and whatever, and they were able to use them to get them into places they never could have uncovered themselves. But if they could do it on a broader scale, why not?
Well, it's the old tactics where we actually used agents.
Yeah, no kidding.
During the Cold War.
Yeah. So go back to a little bit of that.
Oh, yes, we can go back to the old policies, and they're still effective, even though they got rid of the Patriot Act, you know. Well, it's not necessary to have all... Hey, Kate, somebody can be sitting across from you while you're at an ATM machine with a hyperbolic mic and sit there and key, you know, listen to it because each key makes a tone and know your data.
Right. That's
there,
true.
There's your PIN code. You didn't know that I attached a little Michael Crowd reader to it. I got your card account. I got everything.
Yeah.
And so agents can do the same thing on their electronics, can't they?
Yeah, they would be able to do that. You're right.
Well, hey, give these criminals a job, too, you know, the ones that are willing to fight for the country.
Right, somebody that you can turn in the right direction, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do, but even down there in Texas, you know, most of the criminals, they're just, you know, going to be scared to ask. Well, ask. You'll find out the people that are going through a rough time still give you what little they have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Often that's the way it goes. You know that, as you've said to us many times in the description of what happened with your family and what your father had to say. Grim, thanks for the call. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283. Coming up, an icon retires. We'll talk about it next.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
So what you ghost them for is to unlock the door. All those around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a crackle on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will help on us retreat.
What I call it, includes Bob Schieffer, who's been the face of Face the Nation for 24 years. That's pretty incredible to hold a job in broadcasting for 24 years, especially one that high profile when it comes to politics and what's happening in the world and Washington, D.C. and the dog-eat-dog nature of it all. And the 78-year-old Bob Schieffer always wanted to be a reporter. I had a chance to talk with him a couple of different times in my career. He's just the nicest guy, I have to say. And I found him to be a really fair and decent person. Here's what his sign-off sounded like when he said goodbye to Face the Nation this week.
We'll be back next week with another show about what else politics. See you on Face the Nation next Sunday. Well, that's it for us. We'll see you right here next week, rain or shine, on Face the Nation. That's it for us. Remember our troops who are away from home and their families back home. And we'll see you next week right here on Face the Nation. Well, that's about it for us today. We'll be back here right, same place, same time, same station. So thanks for watching, and we hope to see you then on Face the Nation. And that's it for us today. As I say goodbye for this last time as moderator of Face the Nation, I want you to meet all of the people who have worked so hard to make this broadcast what it is over the years. Face the Nation was here long before I came to CBS. I know I'm leaving it in good hands. I want to thank our team, and I want to thank all of you for watching. It takes a lot of folks to get this show on the air, and I'm really proud of all of them. So here they are, and I want all of you to take a bow.
The moderator for Face the Nation, 24 years. He said he did it because he just loved the news. He thought it was the best job he ever had, the best job in the world. And like I said, he wanted to do it from the time he was a kid and got to interview everybody and anyone and be in the middle of it. And I bet even at 78, now stepping away, it'll be a strange thing for him to go through because you keep doing it, you're doing it. It's like anyone who retires, and then all of a sudden you're not in the middle of it anymore, and he'll be a tough guy to replace. Hey, speaking of the news biz, Brian Williams. Remember the stories, the exaggerated stories of being in a helicopter hit by an RPG and all of that really took him out, where he ended up apologizing and NBC took him off the air and all that kind of stuff. They say NBC is trying to find a new role for him. They're trying to find something else that where they can put him at the network. They're not wrapped up with all their negotiations, but maybe he could end up doing something else. He could also end up not being part of the NBC crew anymore after whatever the settlement ends up being. The NBC News chairman, Andy Lack, backed the idea of keeping him, according to some of the stuff that has leaked out, but he asked them to think creatively to try to find a place for him. He's been off the air since February 9th, and anybody that represents him hasn't really said much. They're downplaying anything about what's going on with his employment status. He was suspended for 6 months without pay because of the misleading statements about his experiences while covering the war in Iraq. And, that whole thing about facing enemy fire in the helicopter, and when it was challenged by other military people who were part of the same mission, he did that mea culpa, acknowledged his helicopter was never in the line of fire. And then that led to questions about some other things, including covering the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans in 2005, and so they did an internal investigation, and they're supposed to file a report on the findings of that in the next couple of weeks. But it's interesting. It's crushing. I mean, crushing in a way, because he was really liked by a lot of people. He had high ratings, and I don't know. So does he end up back, or does he end up doing something else? It's funny, because then I look at Bob Schieffer, who's just, spotless, his reputation, just an all-around good guy. Republicans, Democrats liked him. He had no problems getting anyone on the show. Neither did Brian Williams, but he walks away with everything intact, I think, and you tip your cap to someone like Bob Schieffer. Those days are so gone in the world of journalism. It's such a different animal now, and that's why there's so much distrust, I think, with news and how people get their news and what they think of the people delivering that news to them, too, as well. There was I like to say I'm the poll princess, because I always look at the poll numbers to see where they are, and there's a recent poll that just came out. Scott Walker, in this last poll, boom, he just jumped up the chain. 7 points more than anybody close to him. How about that? He said on Sunday he would reverse a lot of Obama's actions if he were to become president. But this poll was taken before he said that. he's really starting to find a bigger audience, at least on the Republican side of things. So the Bloomberg poll had him leading the Republican field by 7 points. So his lead, that's his lead in Iowa. Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, they're still also in the top of the crop, if you want to say that, but looking to find a spot where they'll land. But Jeb Bush hasn't officially declared either, so it's interesting. In this poll, you had Lindsey Graham had 1%, Carly Fiorina 2%, Rick Perry 3%, Chris Christie 4%. Remember how people were so high on him? Donald Trump had 4%. Ben Carson, here's how it went. Scott Walker, 17%, if they were holding the vote now. 17% for him. Rand Paul had 10, Ben Carson had 10, Jeb Bush had 9, Mike Huckabee had 9, Marco Rubio had 6%. 6%. So, boy, this is a crowded field. You look at the names. It looks like a callback list. Auditioning for a reality television show. It's crazy. So he's got momentum. His momentum is put him in first place. So he's doing the right things, I guess, to make the right first impressions, especially there in Iowa. But, you know, you can't count on an Iowa win. Doesn't matter. 4 years ago, Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann were on top of the Iowa poll, 23% and 22%. Romney finished a close second in Iowa, and Michelle Bachmann ended up sixth and then got out of the race the following morning after that happened. So sometimes early in the game, it's hard to tell. I mean, that can change easily once it becomes the real deal. And demographically, that changes too. That's tweaked in different ways. But, you know, you think of where Walker is in Wisconsin and the proximity to Iowa. Could that be helping him a little bit, get some support there? I would think it would help him a little bit. I would think it would. And so this is one poll. This is Bloomberg. And there's tons of polls that will keep coming out, dumping out as they get closer to debates and all that other kind of stuff. And after the debates, I think, is when you look at some of those indexes and polls and you can see if somebody landed it in a place where they had some impact, and that lifts them up somewhat. Because with a crowded field like the way it is, you got to pay attention to where, you know, whether it's Iowa, whether it's New Hampshire, whether it's Florida, wherever it is, you got to pay attention to where those numbers are falling. So right now, Walker looks good in Iowa anyway. Stay with us. Coming up next is about the numbers. Oh, yeah. We can count. Round the bend.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Numbers for you. I was talking about polls earlier, and trust me, the polls just keep on going, and there are other polls that we could jump to, but instead, let's jump to this. Coming up this week in sports, two big things are happening. Yep, the puck drops on the Stanley Cup Finals on Wednesday in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Lightning and the Chicago Blackhawks will vie for the Stanley Cup, so their first game. And this is after the Blackhawks beat the Anaheim Ducks over the weekend 5-3 in Anaheim. So the Ducks losing that Game 7 in front of the home crowd. Probably some long faces there, just like what happened earlier in the week when the Lightning beat the New York Rangers at the Garden 2-0, shutting them down and punching their ticket for the Stanley Cup. So that's it. No more hockey after this series. And in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers fly to the Bay Area. They take on Golden State. So it's no surprise that the Cavaliers and Golden State are the two teams left. And that tips on Thursday, game one on Thursday between those two teams, and it's a matchup of two superstars. There's your big number, really two. Steph Curry, who's the MVP, and LeBron James, who has one of the biggest names, of course, in basketball. And there's also a date set for the Deflategate appeal thing. Do we care about that, football fans? But yes, there is a date. And we'll watch with bated breath to see what happens there as to whether or not Tom Brady ends up having some of those games cut back, or maybe he's only suspended two games or whatever. But that suspension appeal, here's your number, will be heard on June 23rd. So in just a couple of weeks. Hard to believe. Time flies. I hate to think about it, but can you believe that we're into the month of June? It's shocking to me. It is. It's just shocking. And so that suspension, the appeal for that suspension will come up before you know it. Right now, as it stands, he has a four-game suspension. The Patriots were fined $1 million, stripped of two top picks, a first-rounder in 2016 or 2016, and a fourth-rounder in the 2017 draft. That's how it stands for the Patriots. They said they're not going to appeal any of that part of it. So we'll see what happens with Tom Brady, whether or not that changes or stays the same, and the number still continues to be four games. All right, bouncing around to some other numbers, the bulk data collection, the phone data collection program is lapsed as of midnight. There was your number on Sunday. The Congress failed to reach any kind of agreement to just tweak it a little bit, though it looks like it's going to, maybe something will happen later in the week, and they'll come up with this whole Freedom Act thing, so it might be just a little bit different. But it's done. No Band-Aid, no nada, no nothing. They tried, and nothing happened. I mean, an agreement couldn't be reached, which is akin to nothing happened. So we'll see. We'll see if they come up with a deal with a different bill with the Freedom Act or not. Sad note, Bo Biden, the son of VP Joe Biden, died of brain cancer, and he was really so young. He was in the National Guard. He had spent some time in Philly as a prosecutor, and he had fought cancer. He had had a couple of other things that happened to him, too, pretty young, but he died of brain cancer at the age of 46. He was a lawyer. He's a member of the National Guard in Delaware, and he was plagued by a couple of other health things. In 2010, he was just 41 years old. He had a mild stroke, and then it was just 3 years later he was in a hospital for cancer treatment, and he kept having a reoccurrence, and he was sent to Walter Reed in May, and that's what apparently that's what it was. But what a tough thing for his family, for all the way around, for that family in general. They've definitely, no matter what you think of his father politically, they've definitely dealt with a lot of incredibly sad things. Joe Biden himself, with his first wife, who was killed tragically along with two of their daughters in a terrible auto accident, and now this thing with Beau Biden, too. Moving to another number, Qatar extends the travel ban for the Taliban 5 for now. So how about there? They gave him the extension, and you know, we've been watching this closely because that was the big Bo Bergdahl switcheroo, if you remember, and they've decided that that they have agreed to temporarily extend it, like I said, released last year from Guantanamo in exchange for Bergdahl, who'd been held captive by the Taliban for 5 years after walking away from his army post in Afghanistan. He was recently charged with desertion. I certainly know that story. And one or more of the detainees met with some members of the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Haqqani militant group in Qatar earlier this year. That's what they're saying. So there's an indication that they were reaching out to communicate with the Taliban Five. And this was the thing that enraged Congress because they didn't know it was happening. And they said the White House said there was no time. And then you see what happens. I mean, that's what an overreach by the White House, completely ignoring what the law is. And now we're paying the price for that. Right? We're paying a big price for that. In fact, after the transfer, the House Armed Services Committee, a lot of people don't know this, wanted the Pentagon to release internal documents about the swap, and they got hundreds, but they said they were redacted. So everything in it was redacted. Anything that meant anything was redacted. And the committee inserted language for the 2016 defense policy bill that threatened to cut Pentagon spending by about $500 million if the Defense Department didn't provide that information about the exchange. So watch that one closely. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, said Congress would continue to investigate the way the White House handled the Taliban Five sweep. Yeah, and look how that turned out. I think they thought, well, we know that. They thought they had a war hero on their hands, and then suddenly the balloon burst. And in his own hometown, they canceled parades and everything else. But they already had the family on the White House or in the Rose Garden doing a press conference, and then that really unraveled. This is an incredibly sad story. A 9-year-old girl and two others were injured when a car crashed into the Los Angeles airport terminal. I can't tell you the handful of times that I've flown in and out of there. For the life of me, how does that happen? I mean, how does the car careen into the terminal? It happened right before 5 o'clock on the upper level of Terminal 7, where departing passengers are dropped off, and they say that the sedan hit the girl on the sidewalk before hitting a utility room above a stairwell. The car's driver and passenger were injured in the crash. They were non-life-threatening. But what specifically sent that car in that direction in the first place is what I would want to know. Did they just not see where they were going? Did somehow they, I don't know, did they somehow mistake the curb? And I mean, it is a flat curb surface like other airports where, of course, if somebody pushed you into it, but that's not what happened there. Or you just had a heart attack or a stroke, boom, naturally the car would go forward. But this girl is sad, critically injured after that car hit her. Of course, just barreled right into her. It's lucky that there weren't more people hurt, especially because of the time of when that car had that happen, when the car hit the girl. There could have been more people out there jumping out, running around, and trying to get where they're going. But it's awful for that family, of course, in now having to pray that she makes her way through this. How about this? Never to forget this, but the rain is bringing not too much relief to southern India. The death toll with the heat wave tops 2,200. The heat is so bad that people are dying from can't get relief from it, and it's people are dying. The heat-related deaths keep continuing to climb. They say daytime temperatures are hovering between 113 and 116 Fahrenheit in some parts of two states in India. And they also say that the hardest hit people are, you know, with that many people dying from the heat over the past month and a half, that you've got people all over the southern part of India who are really feeling the effects of that. Wow. And they're trying to do whatever they can to get relief to the people, but they have drought conditions, and they're saying the monsoon likely to be disrupted by a typhoon season over the Pacific. Stay with us.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlines about FIFA and what's going on there. And how about this? Vladimir Putin denouncing the U.S. over these FIFA arrests. We've got in our virtual green room, Tom Sima. He is a corporate attorney who, by the way, has a very active practice in representing clients from Russian-speaking countries who are doing lots of business in the United States. He also, I'll throw this in, advises American companies in international deals involving Russian-speaking counterparties as well. Tom, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Happy to be able to give you any thoughts I have.
So when you first saw this about Putin denouncing the U.S., and of course you've certainly seen a lot of what Putin has done of late, at least in the past 2 years on a couple of other fronts, what did you think?
Well, it's very in keeping with the narrative that he's trying to construct. His essential position is that the United States is bullying Russia, that we're trying to overthrow his regime, and that everything that we do is aimed at making his country weaker. And so as a result, everything that he says is playing into that narrative. He said that this matter had nothing to do with the U.S., and the U.S. is just seeking to extend its jurisdiction to other countries.
And ultimately, this is just part of, as you said, the Putin spin, right? There's a reason for this, to paint the United States as the bad guys?
Well, sure. And, you know, just yesterday he signed a new law that actually allows the criminal prosecution of foreigners in foreign corporations working in Russia. So, for example, if I'm over in Russia with a Russian law firm or an American law firm, but I'm over there as an American working, doing business, I'm now subjected to the risk that if I displease the wrong people, they may make a phone call to the state security services and say that I'm a spy, and they could bring criminal charges against me for being a foreign agent.
Wow. And you, I mentioned at the top that you've got clients on all sides of this. Would you think they'd be a little bit nervous about being in Russia for any kind of an extended amount of time?
Well, there are a lot of companies that are reassessing their exposure in Russia. Certainly,
wow.
Some of the larger companies like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, the oil and gas companies are continuing to do business to the extent that they can. Some of them have had their activities curtailed by sanctions, but they're still managing to do what they've always done. It's really the mid-level and smaller companies that are finding that the business climate is much harsher than it used to be. And that's not just for foreigners either. That smaller Russian businesses are really feeling the crunch now too, which is too bad because it's the Russian middle class that had been growing that really is in the opposition to Putin. So perversely, the sanctions seem to have financially killed a lot of the people who would be otherwise trying to stop Putin or at least rein in some of the more crazy things that he and the Duma, the parliament, have been engaging in.
Yeah, and why is that? Didn't it seem like a few years ago that there was this little bit of a handshake and there was great business that was starting to be drummed up in Russia, or am I just imagining that?
No, you're not imagining it, and I think there's been a very strong shift in Russia even before the Ukraine crisis. When Medvedev was the president and Putin was acting as the prime minister, although they talked about them being two faces of the same machine, I think it really was at least some sort of a tentative effort by the Russian government to explore trying to have better relations with the West, because Medvedev was very pro-Western, business-friendly sort of guy. And so they didn't really try things maybe as well as they could have, and maybe they did some of the wrong things, and they got the wrong ideas of what was going on. And so they shifted back to Putin and a harder line and a more isolationist approach to their business dealings.
Yeah. For you, and specializing in Russia, why do you specialize in that? I mean, obviously, I'm thinking you probably speak Russian and you're skilled in the laws, because right away you revealed something that I had no idea about, the criminal element. I knew that there was discussions, but I didn't realize that had already kicked in, that new law. So what's the attraction for you, as many people practice all kinds of law? Why did you go down this road?
Well, it's interesting. During Perestroika, I became very interested in the Soviet Union, as it was at the time. And I think a lot of Americans were very interested at that time, in particular in Russia and everything Russian. And it's just that it never really left me. And I went over there to study in the 1990s during the Yeltsin years.
Yeah.
And I learned Russian fluently and made a lot of really great friends. Not only in Russia, but also in Ukraine and Kazakhstan in particular. And I just followed that because I found it to be a very interesting niche market. And outside of the big law firms, there really aren't a lot of lawyers who cater to this sort of business.
Yeah, it's got to be interesting because what an interesting background you have to see the ebb and flow of that, being there studying in the 90s and now we're at this point. It's a shame. Do you think once Putin is gone, which who knows when that is, that things could possibly bounce back? Because it sounds as though he's got some backing from others.
Well, it's difficult to say how much would change. I think things would change, certainly, if Putin leaves. But I don't know how much they're going to change, because when you have deep structures in your government that are geared towards certain things, it's very difficult to change that overnight. After the Bolshevik Revolution, the communists had this idea that they were going to completely rewrite the legal system, and they were going to come up with an entirely new type of law called socialist law. But the problem that they ran into was that all of the judges and all of the lawyers and the system as it had worked, you know, the bureaucracy, everything, the entire government apparatus was based on a certain legal structure, and there was only so much that they could really change because it's really entrenched at a certain point. And so I think that, for better or for worse, a lot of Russia's power structure is entrenched in a certain way of looking at the world and a certain way of operating.
Yeah, and do you think, too, as long as you brought up the Ukraine and I kind of alluded to it at the top, as long as that's going on, there's no way to kind of mend this fence? It's just going to continue to be where it is?
Well, I certainly don't think that the fences are going to be mended right away. But realistically, at some point, Russia and Ukraine are going to have to sit down and figure out how to deal with each other because they're neighbors, and that's not going to ever change. Geography dictates that they will have to have dealings with one another, and geography also means that historically they've had a lot of communication, and their cultures are very complementary to one another in a lot of ways. But at the present time, everyone is highlighting their differences and distinctions because of the very poisoned atmosphere between the two countries right now.
Yeah, no kidding. And with this poison atmosphere and then this whole FIFA thing, you know, I think kind of now silence is golden. Nobody's really saying anything necessarily from the Obama administration. But, you know, we watched what happened through the Ukrainian thing that we just discussed. And I guess it's probably just that stay pat mentality. How does this affect your clients? What do they tell you? They have to be a little bit nervous when things all of a sudden shake in a different direction.
Well, sure. Some of my clients are making plans to move assets and businesses out of the country right now. And that's not only in Russia. Some people who are in Ukraine are a little nervous about the future, as they would understandably be. At the same time, there are a lot of people who are willing to stick this through and hoping that at some point there will be a relaxation of the situation and things will start to get better. And while maybe they won't be where they were, you know, say 4 years ago, if it does get better, then, you know, there's still money to be made in Russia. It's a huge country with a very highly educated populace with a lot to offer the world.
Yeah, I agree. Interesting stuff. Would you still say that people should put that on their bucket list as somebody who spent time there to go and see Russia?
Oh, absolutely. There's Ukraine as well. And I would add Kazakhstan, which not a lot of people get to. But really, almost all of these countries of the former Soviet Union are just, they have phenomenal beauty and a rich history. Really friendly people when you get to know them, and an interesting culture, and I would definitely recommend that.
All right, Tom Seema, thanks so much. You were terrific. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Happy to give you my thoughts.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.